Good day and welcome to the A Small World H1 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jan Luhser, CEO of A Small World. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everyone to this conference call and thank you for your continued interest in A Small World. My name is Jan Luhser. I am the Chief Executive Officer, and I will lead you through today's call. The basis for this call will be the presentation named 2018 H1 Presentation. In case you have not yet downloaded this document, you can find the link to it in this morning's press release, or you can download it directly from our corporate website under asmallworldag.com/financialreports. During this call, I will touch on the operational and financial highlights for the first half of the year. I will present a few select deep dives to provide you with additional context, and I will also give you a short outlook for the second half of the year. In the end, we will also open up for a brief Q&A session. Moving on to page number two. Before we go into the results, I would like to briefly recap what A Small World does. We are the world's leading lifestyle community, and as such, we combine the traditions of a country club with the power of our digital platform to connect our members both online, but more importantly, in real life. As per the end of June, our community had about 33,000 members. This is an increase of about 16% since the beginning of the year. Our community has European roots, and this is where a lot of our members are based, but we span across the globe with a presence in most major cities around the world. We have a unique business model which combines our social network with value-added services. Members pay an annual subscription fee of 100 Swiss francs to be part of our community. These subscriptions accounted for about 60% of our sales in 2017, and in addition, we also offer value-added services like events and travel services, which contributed another 40% last year. I also want to point out that our community is quality controlled and curated, and members are on average 37 years old and possess a higher than average disposable income. Now let's turn our attention to the highlights for the first half of the year on page six. On the 20th of March, we went public on the SIX Swiss Exchange as first listed social media company in Switzerland. Since the beginning of the year, we grew our member base by 16%. We have launched our premium membership tiers on the 3rd of May to broaden our membership offering. In the same month, we have also raised 8.3 million Swiss francs of equity capital with institutional investors. We are continuously working on upgrading our product, and in the first half, besides the premium memberships, we have also implemented multiple product improvements like the event rating system and our updated city guides. Further, we've implemented all technical changes required to become fully GDPR compliant. On the 26th of April, we have announced a potential acquisition of a luxury travel community. For this acquisition, a call option agreement is firmly in place, and we have until the 30th of November to complete this transaction. Moving on to page seven. As for the financial results, the highlights for the first half of the year were as follows. We grew our sales by 112% due to solid growth in both of our big business segments. The subscription segment grew at 48% year-on-year, and the services segment grew by 339%. Our EBITDA margin improved from -45% to -36%. I want to note here that our cost related to the listing earlier this year and M&A activity increased H1 costs by about 380,000 Swiss francs. If you adjust for this cost, our adjusted EBITDA margin would have improved to -27%. Earnings per share came in at -0.23 Swiss francs per share. At the end of June, we had a strong cash position of about 9.4 million Swiss francs due to the recent capital increase in May. At this point, we are also reaffirming our full-year revenue guidance at the higher end of the previously stated range of 6.5 to 7 million Swiss francs. I will now turn our attention to our segment reporting, starting with our subscriptions segment on page number 9. Subscriptions revenue grew by 48% year-on-year. This robust sales growth was driven by a 16% increase in our member base and the launch of our premium membership tiers. Over the same time, our adjusted EBITDA margin improved from minus 48% to minus 36%. Page 10 illustrates our new membership tier structure that we have in place today. We now offer four membership tiers. Access, our basic membership, offers access to our community and is identical to what we had in place at the beginning of the year. Lifetime is in essence an access membership for a lifetime with one-off payment. Then our prestige and signature memberships are our new premium memberships, which focus on travel benefits and offer our members the ability to travel in style and comfort wherever they go. In order to offer these memberships, we have teamed up with great partners who provide travel benefits to our members. For flights, we have partnered with Miles & More and Etihad Guests, where members can get either 250,000 or 1 million air miles. For hotels, we have partnered with Global Hotel Alliance, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, to get status levels for our members. I also want to mention that we had an introductory offer with Starwood Prepared Guests for the first 2 months. Also, Six provides always our members with great deals on mobility, and Dragon Pass provides airport lounge access for our prestige and signature members. Prices for these memberships are 100 Swiss francs for access, the same as before, 490 Swiss francs for lifetime, 5,980 for prestige, and 25,900 for signature. Our target is to sell our premium memberships to 0.5% of our total member base, and we are on track to achieve this goal in 2018. To make these new memberships a bit more tangible, I would like to present the prestige membership in a bit more detail on page 11. On the left of the illustration, you will see the exact member benefits, the exact benefits members enjoy when they purchase the membership. For example, the Six Platinum card is included, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Silversmith status, or they get a complimentary World's Finest Clubs membership. We also offer the prestige memberships with two options when it comes to air miles, either 250,000 miles from Miles & More, or 250,000 miles from Etihad Guest, so our members can choose which one they want. I want to point out that we are the only company who can provide such a large amount of miles from Miles & More, and we are directly linked to the Miles & More system. The prestige membership with Miles & More at a cost of 5,980 Swiss francs has also been the best-selling premium membership so far. In addition to the memberships, we are also continuously working on upgrading our products. And in the first half of 2018, besides the premium memberships, we have implemented multiple other product improvements. Turning to page 12, you will see what one of them are our updated city guides. We have improved the design to make them more visually appealing. We have introduced the Small World selection, a curated list of venues tailored to our members' needs. Each city guide now has three sections, restaurants, nightlife, and accommodation, where there are five recommendations for a Small World members from us. The content for the city guide is being continuously updated, and we have prioritized the update process based on most relevant cities. Staying on technical changes and product changes on page number 13, a lot of investors have asked us how we are handling the new rules of GDPR, and I can announce that we have fully implemented all technical requirements to be fully GDPR compliant. This was quite a significant project to review data consistency challenges, for example, how to handle deletion requests from members that contributed in discussions and in other places. To solve these challenges, we have introduced a mechanism to delete member data and make contributed content anonymous. Further, we can give members now full access to all the data we store for them upon request. Let's now move to the services segment on page 15. First, the financial overview. The services revenue grew by 339% year-on-year. This very high growth rate was due to two reasons. For the first time, the ASW travel business contributed fully to H1 results, as the operations only started in the second half of 2017. So this is the first time they are fully consolidated and integrated. But in addition, we also had more paid events during the first half of the year compared to the same period last year. So both areas contributed to this strong growth. Year on year, our adjusted EBITDA margin improved from minus 37% to minus 15%. Now let's look at the events in a bit more detail on page 16. We deliver many of our events through our network of ambassadors, volunteers that are based all around the world and support us with events. And our ongoing effort to improve the quality and the quantity of this network of ambassadors has paid off. We had 26% more events during the first half of this year compared to the same period last year. Also, the share of paid events increased by 10.6 percentage points during the same period. Member attendance increased by 10%, which is a bit slower compared to what the events growth was, but it can be attributed to the increase in paid events, which usually lowers RSVPs, but at the same time increases the attendance rate and the revenue that we generate from these events. Staying with events on page 17, we have firmly established the ASW Summer Weekend in Saint-Tropez as our second big flagship event besides the annual ASW Winter Weekend in Stade. The event took place for the second time this May, and we had over 150 participating guests. This was an increase of almost 50% from last year, and we have received great member feedback, and the 2019 event is already in planning. If you're looking at the presentation, you can also click on the play icon of the lower image and you'll get a video summary of what the event looked like. We are also supporting our events operations from a technical perspective. On page 18, you can see two screenshots of our automated event rating system, which we introduced in March. Every guest, now after every event, gets an email or a notification from us to rate the event. Members can then do three things. First, they can rate the event on a 5-point scale and leave feedback. That's the image you see on top. They also can connect with fellow guests who also attended the event. You see the screenshots at the bottom there. And they can also invite non-members who they brought along to the event. All of this supports the ASW events team with quality control for the events, but it also drives member connections, which is a key retention factor for our members. Now let's move on to our consolidated financial statements on page 20. As previously mentioned, sales grew by 112% during the first half of the year. Direct expenses increased by 215% due to the cost of the travel services, the introduction of premium memberships, and increased event costs. Other operating expenses increased by 127%, including listing and M&A-related cost of 380,000 Swiss francs, and the adjusted EBITDA margin stood at minus 27% compared to minus 45% for the same period in 2017, so a slight improvement. Without adjustments for listing and M&A-related cost, EBITDA margin came to minus 36%. Earnings per share for the period were at minus 0.23 Swiss francs for the period. Looking at the balance sheet on page 21, we here see our assets at the end of 2017 and per the end of June. Over this period, we saw a substantial increase in our cash position to 9.4 million Swiss francs. This was primarily due to the capital increase of 8.3 million on the 30th of May. Looking at the second part of the balance sheet on page 22, here we see our liabilities and equity for the same period. Even before the listing, we had already repaid our short-term financial liabilities from the previous year, which were at over 1 million Swiss francs at the end of last year. And you can also see that our operations have been financed with 750,000 Swiss francs, showing in the long-term financial liabilities. This was coming from the credit line that ASW Capital provides us with for the financing of our operating needs. The total equity increased for the period from 1.2 million to 9.0 million for this period. Now moving on to cash flow, which is also split onto two slides starting on page 23. The cash flow from operating activities was pretty much comparable to the same period last year. Looking at the cash flow from investing activities, this one has increased slightly, which is mainly due to investment into our technical platform. Looking at the second part of our cash flow statement on page 24, the cash flow from financing activities has increased significantly due to two reasons. First of all, the mentioned capital increase in May, and second, the financing from ASW Capital. As a combined result of the three cash flow components, the change of our net cash position increased by 7.7 million Swiss francs since the beginning of the year. I would also like to give a brief outlook on the second half of the year on page 26. We will continue to execute our strategy 2022 as planned, which means we will continue to improve our member experience and grow the member base in our core markets, which is our focus for now. We will continue to drive premium membership sales as we have started in May. We will continue to increase our services through more paid events and more paid events and travel services. We will also focus our attention on a few specific product initiatives for the second half of the year, which includes the introduction of an automated single event email to keep our members better informed about upcoming events. We will streamline and visually improve the event section on our web platform. We will also overhaul how we connect members online to make this mechanism more effective. And in the background, we are already working on the development of a brand new iOS app version 3, which we target to launch at some point in the first half of the next year. We will also complete the due diligence process for a potential acquisition of a luxury travel community, as mentioned earlier in this presentation. I would like to close on page 27 with an update of our full-year guidance. We are reaffirming our full-year revenue guidance at the higher end of our previously stated range of 6.5 to 7 million Swiss francs. We are also expecting our member base to reach our target range of 34 to 36,000 members. And at this point, we expect our average revenue per user to grow at about 1 to 5% for the full year and reach the target range of 200 to 208 Swiss francs in absolute terms. This concludes this presentation, and we will now take a few questions. Operator, we are now ready to take questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question over the telephone, at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question over the telephone. We will pause just for a moment to allow everyone the opportunity to signal. we'll take our first question from the queue. It's Pierre Groening from Hauck and Aufhäuser. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, also hello from my side, and thanks for taking my questions. A couple of ones, actually. I'd like to take them one by one, if that's okay. First of all, regarding your member base, I mean, we've seen quite strong growth now in H1. Basically already close to your full-year target. And basically, the question is, could you give some color on why you would see much stronger growth in H1 versus H2? I mean, you're still expecting the full-year target of 34 to 36,000, basically. Can you give an indication why H2 should have grown much stronger than H1 should have grown much stronger than H2?
Yeah, hello, Pierre. Thank you for the question. We had a couple of factors where we think that growth in H1 was strong. Obviously, we're trying to get more members, so we're not leaning back and think that's it for the year. So obviously, we want to push higher. We had a couple of one-offs. I think one-offs, for example, the partnership with Miles & More, which came about from the introduction of the premium membership. They had run a promotion for us, and they have sort of, that has yielded quite a few new members. Also, I think the publicity we got from the going public was actually quite strong and led a few members actually to come back who have previously been members. And traditionally, for some reason, H1 is always a bit stronger in terms of member growth than H2 historically. So that's why we at this point feel confident that we will reach our previously stated target of 34 to 36. If we manage to go beyond that, that's even better. But for now, we stick to our previous forecast.
Okay, and then maybe a second one regarding your member base. Can you give an indication how many of the incremental 4,500 new members in H1 have chosen one of the new premium memberships?
No, not in detail. I mean, we don't really publish the numbers in detail, but, you know, I mentioned earlier in the presentation that our target is to have 0.5% of our total member base purchasing our premium memberships, which we what for us is prestige and signature, and we believe we're on track to achieve that for this year. So that, and the rest obviously falls into the basic access membership, which is our regular membership. So that should give you a rough indication of where we're headed or like what the sign-ups were.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Then if I may, a second topic, basically it's regarding your events section. I think it was slide 16 where you give some numbers on the ambassador development and the number of events, etc. Can you provide some color on the base, basically? I mean, you say about growth rates and changes, but not really on basically how many events you had in total or about the total number of ambassadors. Is there anything you can add on that one?
Yeah, I mean, we actually it's on purpose, to be fair, because we didn't want to put the absolute numbers in there, but we wanted to show that we're directionally moving in the right direction. So, I mean, an increase of 14% in our number of ambassadors, there's more manpower, they organize more events, and the share of paid, which I think is quite important. So free events actually don't give us any revenue. We did a lot of them in the past because we said members are paying a membership fee, and if we can do free events, we should do that. We have changed that a little bit, this position in the past, and at least charged a small amount for members, and we charge more for non-members to have differential pricing. So that led to more revenue from events, and that also contributed positively to the services segment revenue growth. But I can't provide you the specific numbers there.
Okay, no, it's fair enough, fine. And then if I may, a last one, it's again, it's related to your ARPU development, basically. Can you just quickly elaborate on the main drivers for your, yeah, let's say, slightly adjusted target range? I mean, you're now guiding for 200 to 208 for this year, which is a bit less than initially expected. So what's the main reason behind that?
Yes, that's right. I mean, in the end, it's a simple calculation, which is your sales divided by your member base, right? And I think since we grew quite quickly in the beginning of the year, we might come to a higher end of the member numbers, which obviously would drive down the average cost. And that's due to the fact that new members, on average, spend a bit less than sort of members that have been with us for a longer period of time. So it's a bit of a trade-off between getting your member numbers up quickly and having a high ARPU. And we see it actually as a good leading indicator to drive the member numbers up, which can lead to more sales over time. So that's the reason for the adjustment.
Okay, all right. Now, fair enough. Thanks for the answers from my side.
Absolutely. Thank you for the questions,
Pierre. Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, it's *1 to ask a question over the telephone. It seems there are no further questions over the telephone at this time. I would like to hand the call back to our speaker for any additional or closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, I would like to thank everyone who attended the call for your interest in A Small World. Wish you a great day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.